What happens when the CEO of a major corporation decides he wants to begin teaching middle school math? It's a real-life story that played out in a challenging neighborhood. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Tom Block's father and uncle began H&R Block in 1955. Tom loved the business and eventually became CEO of the company. But after a few years in that important position, he decided to take a new direction.
I just felt something was missing in my life. The idea of giving back, helping others, working with others less fortunate, just seemed very appealing to me.
He became a middle school math teacher. Ultimately, he began a charter school in an at-risk neighborhood in Kansas City.
It's a K through 12 school called University Academy in Kansas City. It serves about 1,000 students, has an extensive waiting list every year. It's wonderful that the school got great demand, but it's also unfortunate that so many families can't go to that school because they want to go to that school.
The school was not initially for all grades, but Tom quickly realized he needed to reach students from kindergarten on up. Beginning early allowed the school to teach respect and promote high standards.
I always had great respect for my teachers, and I always was told by my parents that, you know, you respect your teachers. So it was really, you know, I knew it was going to be difficult, but I underestimated how tough it would be.
CEO of a major global company or middle school math teacher, which is most difficult and which is most rewarding? He says both were demanding jobs, but very different jobs as well.
Teaching in the urban core, and I would suspect teaching anywhere, is very difficult. But I would also say that I think teaching is the most noble profession in our society.
Today, Tom is retired from teaching, but still seeks to help his school and works to promote education and philanthropy. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.